Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to be able to have the Word of the living God before us and to have the ability to study God's Word day by day, verse by verse, line by line, and precept by precept. It's exciting to know that this God of the universe wants to be this intimate with us, that He would share His words through the Bible, and in particular through this Gospel of John with us, as we see the life of Jesus and how He ministered among people. I pray you're being as blessed as I am as you study through this book. We always go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to be with us as we study. It's His Holy Spirit that's our teacher. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we bow before You. We humble ourselves before You, knowing that You're Creator God. You know all things. You know us inside and out. You know all our flaws. You know our good things. Everything that You've given to us, Lord, we are just blessed to be under Your tutelage. And today, Lord, that's what we desire. I pray that You, by Your Holy Spirit, will guide us into all truth. You'll encourage us with Your Spirit by giving us the power to live out those truths as we learn them. And Lord, we just are so blessed, and we just want to bless You as we study Your Word today. And we give You thanks for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, Lord, I Believe. And it's taken from the book of John, chapter 9, and verse 38. The Apostle John wrote how the formerly blind man told the Pharisees who questioned him, "Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." They answered and said unto him, "You were altogether born in sins, and do you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when He had found him, He said unto him, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is He, Lord, that I might believe on Him?" And Jesus said unto him, "You have both seen Him, and it is He that talks with you." And in chapter 9 and verse 38 of his book, John shared how the formerly blind man tells Jesus, "Lord, I believe." Where we read, "And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped Him." The verse reads, "And he said, Lord, I believe." John began with the words, "and he said," which means, "and the formerly blind man uttered, declared, and proclaimed, Lord," or one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has power of deciding, master, and the title given to God the Messiah, "I believe," which means I, the formerly blind man, rely upon, trust in, cling to, and have confidence. John shared how the formerly blind man referred to Jesus as his Lord and told him that he trusted in Him. The verse goes on to say, "and he worshiped Him." John continued with the words, "and he worshiped," which means, "and the formerly blind man reverenced, adored, and prostrated himself to in homage to Him," or Jesus. John shared how the formerly blind man also revered and adored Jesus. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn the best posture and response to anyone who discovers that Jesus is indeed the Son of God. Trusting and worshiping Jesus begins a relationship with God that includes forgiveness of sins and the promise of eternal life. When a person humbles themselves before the Son of God, Jesus, they align with God's purpose and plan for their lives. And those who are wise will see Him for who He is and yield themselves. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "For judgment I am come into this world." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name, amen.